At the Olympic Games yesterday, American Bodie Miller broke an 8-year drought for the men's U.S. ski team, winning a silver medal in combined alpine skiing. German women swept the luge singles event. And in ski jumping, Switzerland's Simon Amann won his second gold medal of the Games. Adam Małysz of Poland won the silver in the 120-meter ski jump, on top of the bronze he won earlier in the 90-meter jump. Those are the first Winter Olympic medals for Poland in 30 years, and Poles are celebrating, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
20,000 people watched as Adam Małysz of Poland flew off the ski jump yesterday, his skis forming V-shaped wings, his body straight and parallel to them. There was cheering like this for all the top jumpers, but for Małysz, red and white Polish flags waved wildly above the crowd as Poles from the United States, Canada, and Poland reveled in the success of their national ski jumping hero.
Countrymen got second place, so very proud of him, and we are very happy.
Małysz seemed happy too, smiling broadly at his score. He was in first at the time, then fell to second when Simon Amann of Switzerland jumped farther and scored higher. Polish fans didn't seem disappointed.
Yeah, we didn't have an Olympic medal for the last 30 years, so this worked out real good. We're very proud of him and happy.
Can we get a picture?
We got to get in there. Come on, go.
Even the Poles in the stands in native costumes and carrying flags became celebrities, at least for the moment. Other spectators asked them to pose for pictures and repeat for their video cameras their brief cheer for Małysz. I was told the song translates loosely as "Long live Małysz, may he be forever happy." After his jump, Małysz himself addressed the fame his silver and bronze ski jumping medals will bring and the impact they'll have on his sport.
Znaczy, no na pewno myślę, że już wpływ jest niesamowity.
I am aware of the fact that I am a very popular person in Poland and a very positive impact of the popularity is that the ski jumping in Poland obtained a positive climate to develop more new jumping hills are now going to be prepared and lots of young boys are coming to the sports club to jump. And to become jumpers.
A Warsaw journalist at the Games predicts 10 new ski jumping hills for Poland. A third generation Polish American from Chicago told me she's never felt more Polish. In the parking lot after the jump, two Polish Canadians stood in official red and white team uniforms and wrapped in their red and white national flags. Les Kowalczyk of Toronto asserted that Małysz's medals are just what his homeland needs in the face of political corruption and a battered economy.
And we need people like that, like Adam Małysz, to, you know, to believe themselves. Because if we have a more successful, the people working harder, like American people.
So you mean Poles will feel better about themselves and work harder because of the performance of Adam Małysz today?
Yes, I will say that, yes. Because he just pushing people, then start to work harder and economic probably growing up.
Kowalczyk calls Małysz the world's most famous Pole next to the Pope, but it's Małysz who appears on billboards, in TV commercials, and on nightly newscasts. There are even gingerbread cookies depicting Małysz on skis flying into Polish history. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.